Our first reading is from Galatians chapter 3, verses 25 to 29. Listen for God's word. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourself with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. This is the word of the Lord.
All people are created fair and equal, not under law, but in the image of God, regardless of race, gender, or status, and are united through faith. Being baptized means being identified or clothed in Christ's righteousness and affirms that in spirit and in God's kingdom, we are one in Jesus.
God loves all, no matter what race, no matter where you come from, no matter what you look like. God loves all people. God is a very important and intelligent being. God works in mysterious ways and speaks with meaning. God always answers questions correctly and carefully. God is our Savior. Jesus died on the cross for us and ascended into heaven. We are connected to God even if we're good or bad. We are connected to God. Even if we have sinned, God forgives us. God loves everyone. Even if you look different, God loves all. Everyone is special. God loves all.
Our second reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 6 through 12. Listen for God's word. Now, brothers and sisters, if I come to you speaking in tongues, how will I benefit you unless I speak to you in some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or teaching? It is the same way with lifeless instruments that produce sound, such as the flute or the harp. If they do not give distinct notes, how will what is being played on the flute or harp be recognized? And if the bugle gives an indistinct sound, who will get ready for battle? So with yourselves, if in a tongue you utter speech that is not intelligible, how will anyone know what is being said? For you will be speaking into the air. There are doubtless many different kinds of sounds in the world, and nothing is without sound. If then I do not know what the meaning of a sound, I will be a foreigner to the speaker, and the speaker a foreigner to me. So with yourselves, since you are striving after spiritual gifts, seek to excel in them for building up the church. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Everyone must have their own sound, because if they don't, nobody would be heard. Everyone's sound is unique, and you may connect with others who have a similar sound. God gave everyone a unique sound because everyone is their own person, and they should not be identical to anyone else. Just like in sports, all teams must have a leader, but if nobody's listening or no one can distinguish their voice from another, there is no point. This is why God gave everyone their own sound to speak whatever is on their mind. There may even be people who connect with others because they have a similar sound, but everyone is different, just how God wanted it. So back to the main point. Everyone must have their own sound because everyone has their own unique role in the world.